Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard on 96.9 FM in Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. All bomb threats sent to multiple Suffolk County school districts seeking Bitcoin payoffs have been investigated and dismissed as not credible, Suffolk police said yesterday, as New York Governor Kathy Hochul directed New York State Police to investigate these swatting incidents. More than 50 school districts across New York have received disturbing swatting threats today, including in central New York, Long Island, the Southern Tier, and the North Country. Hochul said in a statement on Tuesday, "I want to reassure parents that their children are safe at school. Swatting threats are false and intended to cause panic and scare students, teachers, and families," said Governor Hochul yesterday. Suffolk police said all threats have been investigated and deemed non-credible. Joan Grala reports on Newsday.com that East Hampton Town Police said many of its districts got mass emails overnight Monday that were threatening and worded in a similar fashion as missives sent to school districts around the state in the past week. Law Intelligence Enforcement deemed the threat to be non-credible and part of a robo-email scheme, East Hampton Town Police said. Out of an abundance of caution, the East Hampton Town Police Department deployed teams of officers to each school to complete a thorough search and clear each building. In a majority of instances in this latest swatting outbreak, an encrypted email is sent to a school employee and states a bomb or bombs are planted in an unspecified school building within the district and will be detonated unless a Bitcoin payment is received, according to Suffolk County Police. New York State environmental officials have designated 87 predominantly minority neighborhoods in more than 40 Long Island communities as disproportionately affected by pollution and climate change, making them eligible for funds toward the introduction of clean energy projects. John Asbury reports on Newsday.com that the eligible neighborhoods are in disadvantaged Long Island communities, which here in Suffolk County include East Patchogue, Brentwood, Huntington Station, Wyandanch, Central Islip, Brookhaven, Riverhead, and Flanders. Last week, the Department of Environmental Conservation named 1,736 disadvantaged communities statewide that will be prioritized for the state funding and efforts to introduce green energy and reduce pollution. New York State's unprecedented clean energy investments include more than $35 billion in 120 large-scale renewable and transmission projects across the state, $6.8 billion to reduce building emissions, $1.8 billion to scale up solar, and more than $1 billion for clean transportation initiatives, according to the New York State DEC website. Voters approved Riverhead Free Library's 2023-2024 operating budget yesterday by a 50-vote margin, 187 to 137. The $4.7 million operating budget is an overall 12.77% spending increase over the current fiscal year. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that this works out to $5.98 per $1,000 of taxable assessed value. Riverhead Free Library Director Kerry McMullen-Smith said she is very happy for voters' support. Voters also approved the Baiting Hollow Library budget, 183 to 141. Voter approval of the library budgets authorizes the Riverhead Central School District to enter contracts with library associations. The Suffolk County Legislature yesterday overwhelmingly approved raising a tax on hotel stays to fund cultural and tourism promotion agencies, as well as projects surrounding a proposed Ronkonkoma Convention Center. Vera Chidesi reports on Newsday.com that the current 3% hotel-motel tax on the per diem rate for nightly stays within Suffolk County will rise to 5.5% on June 1st. County officials say the increase will raise the annual revenue from about $11 million to about $20 million. The tax is levied in addition to the county's 8.625% sales tax. Supporters, which included tourism groups and labor unions, said the money will help make Long Island's first convention center a reality and create thousands of jobs. Critics, which included East End business owners, said the tax will largely be paid by their customers, while, at best, providing moderate benefits to their East End towns. The money has historically supported tourism promotion, as well as institutions like the Walt Whitman Birthplace site in Huntington Station and the Vanderbilt Museum in Centerport. The increase would partly support a new Suffolk County infrastructure fund, which could be used for the planning, design, and construction of a convention center and surrounding infrastructure, according to the law adopted by the Suffolk County Legislature yesterday. Long Island's first convention center has been proposed as a $2.8 billion redevelopment project in Ronkonkoma, known as Midway Crossing. The legislature voted 14-3 in favor of the tax hike, with its two East End members, legislator Bridget Fleming, a Democrat from Noyac, and legislator Al Krupski, a Democrat from Cutchogue, in opposition. Legislator Anthony Piccirillo, a Republican who represents the 8th Suffolk County Legislative District, which is located almost entirely within the town of Islip, voted against it as well. Fleming and Krupski said their districts, which encompass the North Fork and the Hamptons, don't need promotion. Fleming noted that Montauk visitors generate about one-third of the tax collected, and the hamlet has its own infrastructure needs, such as sewers and protection from coastal erosion. They're teetering on the edge of the ocean, she said. Why not create an infrastructure fund that helps the golden goose that's laying this egg, said Ms. Fleming. Piccirillo, who has questioned the convention center's viability, has said he would not vote for the tax increase in an uncertain economy. The Suffolk County Legislature yesterday voted 17-0 to approve an agreement with the Suffolk County Superior Officers Association that will pay those members a stipend in exchange for wearing body cameras, along with other contract changes. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that members of the Suffolk County Superior Officers Association, which includes about 450 police supervisors, will be paid a $500 annual stipend that will increase every 6 months until maxing out at $3,000 in July 2025. The changes are part of the 2021 plan developed by the Suffolk County Police Reform and Reinvention Task Force. New York State budget talks remained stalled yesterday, despite a two-hour meeting between top leaders who refused to move on the spending plan until they settled issues, including New York's controversial bail laws. We just talked about the totality of what a budget would take, and so there's no agreement on any of that, State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat from the Bronx, told reporters at the state capitol on Tuesday after meeting with Governor Kathy Hochul and State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a Democrat from Yonkers. That's really it, the Bronx power broker said. Zach Williams reports in the New York Post that Hochul is continuing to pressure the polls on such issues as bail reform, as she seeks to make it easier for judges to jail criminal suspects based on the perceived danger of them threatening public safety or getting accused of other crimes. Critics claim crime is rising in states with looser limits than New York, while foes of eased bail restrictions say the lack of bail dumps criminals back on the street to strike again. Other outstanding issues include whether to increase charter schools and MTA funding. Albany Democrats passed legislation Monday to fund state government for one more week as they hash out their differences on the issues, which are part of a state budget expected to exceed the $227 billion draft spending plan Governor Hochul unveiled 2 months ago. Hastie stressed Tuesday that progress is being made. I don't want you to parse my words too much. I'm just pretty much saying I think it was a productive conversation, and I'll just leave it at that, the Assembly Speaker said yesterday. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.